It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Taking you up to 6:30 on the Fan. You're listening to Grant and Danny. Thank you for making the show part of your day. Every single Tuesday at 5 o'clock, we're joined by our guy, Austin Eckler, to get trusted insight from a trusted insider. Trusted insight from Trusted Insiders, presented by IT Cadre, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective. By the way, we're looking for a IT Cadre fan question for this week's segment with Austin. You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson or at Funny Danny your question for Austin Eckler, and we will pick a couple of them at the end of the interview to ask him. But without further ado, let's go to the guest hotline and welcome Austin onto the program. Thanks so much for a few minutes. Hopefully you had a restful, peaceful, long weekend, Austin.
Yeah, it's been great. Thanks for having me back on, boys. Good to hear you guys' voice. This Thursday night game obviously leads to a longer weekend, so I've been enjoying getting myself mentally prepared to go back to the facility. It's a little weird because we have a routine that we've been doing for so long, and then you kind of break it up, and we're watching football on Sunday, and it just kind of feels off a little bit. So I'm glad to be back in the building here soon.
How was the body after that grind? Two really physical, tough games in 5 days against two really good teams. I can't imagine doing anything like that, but, you know, this is part of the gig for you guys. But just how was everybody feeling? How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's definitely something you wouldn't want to do too often, just of how grueling the game is. I was definitely still sore, like my neck was still sore. My legs were still sore going into Thursday. And so it's one of those things that, like you mentioned, we have to go through, luckily only once a year. But feeling good now is the best part. Getting a couple days after definitely lets you recover from playing two games in the four-day stretch.
It was not a particularly prolific offensive game for you guys, but individually, I mean, you had a day. 8 grabs for about 90 yards on 9 targets, had a 34-yard catch and run where you dragged Zach Bond literally like 18 yards down the field, which was awesome. Very physical play on the touchdown drive in the first half. How do you kind of make sense of those games where maybe you didn't accomplish your goals with a win or offensively, but like you had a really strong individual performance?
Yeah, that's the game of football. There's a lot of individuals that are doing individual efforts, have their individual job, and we need to all come together and hopefully do our job better than our opponent can. And some days, you're going to have good days, but that doesn't always mean it's going to be a win. This is a team game, so you need people around you as well to pull up their end of the bargain, and just like they're relying on you to do that for yourself and your job. And, we weren't able to make enough plays offensively to get that job done on Thursday night. Unfortunately, we felt like definitely, we left some stuff on the table, and, I feel like a never ending feeling for athletes in general. You always feel like, ah, man, it's the question of, well, if we would have done that, if we would have did this. But I think we realize our potential, and we see, the potential that we have, and we've seen success from that potential. And so I think coming back into the building after this long weekend, letting everyone kind of relax a little bit, get your mind off of football, and now get ready for these next two games before the bye week is really going to be a good opportunity for us to really lock in and really make sure that again, we're really focusing on the small details that show up in the game that make the biggest difference.
Austin Eckler with us here on G&D. Going to what Philadelphia did defensively, Austin, that's a good team. And defensively, they've been playing really well here, especially of late. What do they do to kind of, you know, try to make things difficult for you guys and, you know, lessons learned there?
Yeah, you know, they were they're a different defense that I feel like doesn't bring a lot of pressure. Not that I don't feel they don't bring a lot of pressure. They really sit. They play sound in their positions. They're letting those four up front. You know, go get pressure. That's what they're relying on. Go get pressure. We're going to be in our spots and we'll cover anything down the field and we'll make you dink and dunk and throw it to me to, you know, force you to try to, you know, chip it down the field. And they're betting on you're going to mess up and have to punt before you're able to chip it all the way down and put a 15-yard drive together or 11-yard drive, so to speak. So that's kind of the philosophy of their defense. And it's kind of more of the bend, don't break mentality. And it's definitely been paying off for them.
Austin Eckler is with us here on Grant and Danny. Austin, back-to-back games against really good defenses, to Danny's point there with how they're playing you, where it hasn't quite been at the same level and everyone's trying to figure out what's changed or what's gone on. I mean, do you just view it as kind of the ebbs and the flows of a season and these kind of stretches happen? Or is there more to it where you have to really dive into and do an autopsy on why, after it had come so easily for so long, have the last couple of games gone differently?
Yeah, no, I definitely think there's the ebbs and flows of the NFL. Like, there's ups and downs. You go through, you know, a couple games of good stretches, a few games, and maybe, hey, this wasn't our best ball. This was better. This was bad. And it's something that you got to fix quick in the NFL because our games matter a lot more to our, you know, chances of being in the playoffs than some of these other sports. And so it's definitely a flow, but it's something that has to be fixed immediately, and that's kind of the name of the game in the NFL. It's like you have to be on most of the year because if you can't go through too big of a lull, like we just got back-to-back losses, and that's definitely putting pressure on us as just competitors, but being like, hey, like we know we're better than this, but you only have so many games to go out there and prove that. So we got to make sure that we're on our details, making sure that's being echoed through the leader, through our leadership of coaches and players into just the rest of the team, just because we know what's at hand here. And it takes a long time to, you know, you have to go through all the way the season. You don't want to let this moments like this slip. And we play game by game, but we want to make sure that it's not something that we didn't do that caused us to fail, right? We want to make sure we did every single thing. We coached as hard as we could. We practiced as hard as we could to go out there and win these games. And look, we had two losses, but we do have, you know, the last six games of the season here. So we're going to take it one at a time and still continue to try to put ourselves in a position to have a chance to get in the playoffs.
Austin, you referenced this earlier, but I'd love for you to go into it. The fact that you guys' bye week is so late, week 14, and you know, kind of have this mini thing now, but you have to go through, you know, two games in 5 days to get there. You guys have been in this practice play on the weekend for whatever it's like 17 straight weeks. Then you factor in training camp and kind of getting ready. I know it's the gig, but it feels like there haven't really been any breaks for you guys. You know, so I feel like everybody's got to be at least worn down or kind of bumps and bruises physically. Go into that for me a little bit, if you would, where you're sort of like, oh, my God, we're almost to the bye week. We're almost there, right? Is that something that you kind of have circled just in terms of that weekly grind that you guys have been on?
Yeah, you could circle the bye week, but it doesn't matter. Like, if you go through this season, no matter if you have a bye early or late, if you just make it through all 17 games mm-hmm. and you're getting a good amount of play, your body is going to be beaten down. And that is the game. The game is violent. The game is vicious. And also, you're trying to maintain workouts. You're practicing. Like, there's a lot of wear and tear on this body. That's why, you know, the average career, I think, is like 2.9 years. It's because there's a lot of competition to play at a high level, which means a lot of guys that are big, fast, strong that you're going against every single year, every single down. Which is why it's so great. That's why we love it. Like, we love that stuff. That's amazing. Like, it's a high competitive, high impact sport. But because of that, you're going to have ramifications that are, hey, the guys get beaten down. It's across the league, though, right? It's across the league. Some more than others, depending on if you look at injuries and things like that. There's some major ones. Luckily for us, I feel like we've been clean in those categories. You know, if you're superstitious, knock on wood. But yeah, it's a grind, man. And part of the reason I think the fans love it, we love it. And so it's nothing new to us, nothing new. The grind is not new for us, especially our guys that have been playing for a few years.
Austin Eckler every Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Trusted insight from a trusted insider presented by IT Cadre, where DC sports insiders share their exclusive perspective with us on G&D on the Fan. Along those same lines, this kind of is something we've been talking about quite a bit. I'm sure you're unplugged or not paying attention to necessarily a whole lot of the big storylines or narratives swirling around this week, but a lot's being made about Jaden Daniels' health and his rib. We're watching him get bandaged up after every drive on the sideline, and Dan Quinn came out this week and said he's healthy. And we've been talking about this idea this late into the season of like pain versus injury versus hurt, what that is. But the idea being that a lot of players are playing through things. Can you just give us any perspective on that of like how many guys are 100% and the difference between being able to play and play well versus knowing maybe I can't help the guys this week and like what that's like?
Yeah, we're in a job where you don't really get the option to call in sick. And kind of the mentality of this job is that if you can play, you can go. Like you're going if you can play, right? If you've earned that role and you're in that starter spot or even in the backup spot, like can you not go or can you go? It's kind of the mentality. And that as a competitor in this league, that's what it comes down to. You know, I've played with a lot of guys, even myself, especially the rib category. I'm not a quarterback, so I can't speak for them. But broken ribs, yeah, you can get through that. You know, some sprains, shoulders, upper body, lower body, ankles, all that stuff. You can get through it. Like, hey, we have some painkillers. You know, we have ways, we have treatment, we have all these things that we can do to get ourselves ready to go for 1 hour on Sunday. And that's what the season becomes later in the year. It's maintaining yourself so that you can physically go out there and give it everything you got for 60 minutes. And that's what you're seeing. So, you know, what does healthy mean? Healthy is the perspective at this point, right? At
this point, this that's a great line.
Like, well, you're healthy enough to be able to play, yes. But healthy as if, like, nothing hurts, maybe not, you know?
Austin Eckler with us here on G&D. So, have you noticed defenses maybe doing things a bit differently against you guys? I mean, the rip-roaring start, it's more than a start, half a season, basically, of you guys just, ringing the bell a ton and moving the football and scoring a bunch of
Tress
points.
Way not punting.
Yeah, seriously, he's so bored. He's a professional holder for the first 6 weeks of the season. Have you noticed defenses kind of playing you guys differently, trying to force you to do different things?
Maybe. I mean, it's no secret that our quarterback can run. And I think it was really predominant in the beginning of the season. And maybe defenses are like, just us in general and, any defense out there, if you have a mobile quarterback, what are you saying? Oh, hey, we got to keep Patrick Mahomes in the pocket. Hey, keep Jaden Daniels in the pocket, right? Make him throw the ball. Don't let him run. Don't let him hurt you with your legs. Like, if you have any of these mobile quarterbacks, we win against Lamar. What are we trying to do? Trying to keep him in the pocket, right? Collapse the pocket on him and keep him in there. So I'm sure that's definitely a discussion for every single defense that we go against. Maybe it wasn't as much in the beginning, but now that Jaden's shown that, hey, he's a threat, and now he's respected as a runner as well, he's earned that. He's earned that respect that, hey, they're going to do everything they can to keep him in the pocket. So maybe that's something that's different. That we would kind of expect to see, but nothing too crazy. I think defenses really have their own identity, and they kind of are willing to, live or die by those. It kind of just depends on who your coordinator is.
All right, let's end the conversation with a couple of our listener questions for Austin Eckler. Danny, you could grab one from your account if you want. These are our IT Cadre listener questions that have come in on our weekly segment with Eckler here on Grant and Danny. I got one from Nolan who wants to know. He said, who has stepped up on the offense that's impressed you? And I would even add, maybe who's come the furthest since the start of the year, or someone that's, that maybe you didn't know a lot about that you're impressed by. But also, who's someone that you would say, don't sleep on this guy the rest of this season? This is someone who could help us a lot on offense.
Okay. Someone that has surprised me. I think the obvious one is Jaden. Just because you never know what you're expecting with rookies, and especially at the quarterback position. So that's obvious. But I think someone that also has really stepped up from when they're called upon is Jeremy McNichols. Right now on the depth chart, he's like the third string behind me at the running back position. But anytime he's been in the running back position, been called upon, he's done his job. He's in year 8 like me, veteran. Also, he's a maniac out there on special teams as well. So making an impact, not just on offense, but in special teams. Another guy is, I didn't really know he was this type of player, but Jeremy Reeves, he's one of our special teams guys. He leads our team in tackles on special teams. He is unbelievable to watch on special teams. Oh my goodness. Like I have never in my career really got up and watched like kickoff and punt. Cause usually I'm like, I'm going to go, you know, just watch it on the Jumbotron, but like, it is so energetic to watch those guys out there running and going and hitting. And so I actually get up there and I'm watching coverage. Cause I'm like, I'm going to go watch these guys. This is about to be crazy. So that may not be the one that everyone knows, but Jeremy Reeves, hey, watch number 39 out there, on special teams.
Listener question here, Austin, from Dr. Van Nostrand on the old Twitterverse. Basically saying, how do you guys, and you guys have done such a good job of it this year, how do you avoid a letdown game potentially after two really tough ones and a Dallas team? It's no secret. They've been struggling here a little bit, falling short of their expectations for the season. How do you guys avoid letdown, something that you've done such a good job of this year? How do you do it?
Yeah, you've got to focus on yourself. You know, you focus when it comes to practice this week. Hey, we're focusing on our fundamentals. Like, you can't buy into – you know, the hype around the media of, you know, gassing somebody up or tearing them down, because guess what? These guys get paid too. These guys are professional football players and they have the same mindset of us going in this game, is that, hey, we're going to whoop your ass. Like that's the mindset. And that's across the league. It doesn't matter if you're the 0-16 Browns, you know, they're still going in there trying to win the dang game. You know, the last game, because that's what we're paid to do. That's our job. And we have a legacy, if not for a team, but for individually, that we're trying to uphold. So, you can't take anyone lightly in this league, because if you do, you will get beat. It is definitely any given Sunday, you know, and some teams obviously have different scenarios than others, but it doesn't matter when it's 0-0 and you're kicking off, because that's a whole new day, a whole new time that you have to go out there and prove yourself.
Awesome. You can see why we love having Austin Eckler on every single week, every Tuesday, right at 5:00. We appreciate the insight. Next time we see you, hopefully you're scoring a touchdown against the Cowboys. Thanks for a few minutes.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
See you, man.
There's Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny, a weekly appointment. IT Cadre's trusted insight, helping leaders of the nation's most important organizations understand complexity, align efforts, and make the best data-driven decisions to achieve success. IT Cadre, your vision, our purpose. I actually had lunch today with a couple of the folks from IT Cadre.
Yeah, good to meet them.
Who sponsor that segment. And they came in studio, started the show today with us, which was very, very cool. We appreciate them and all the folks who help us do this show. Grant and Danny, and bring it to you each and every day on The Fan. Eckler is such a positive influence, you could just tell, in that locker room. But one of the things he always talks about, details.
Yep.
Like he is, I don't know if that was how he got to the league undrafted. I don't know if that's always been the case, or if somewhere early in his career.
Somebody got a hold of the mentality, yeah.
But you can just see it. And he actually, I should have brought this up. I didn't even think about it. Remember the pass that he quote-unquote dropped? It was actually, doesn't go down as a drop because it was tipped at the line. But in real time, you couldn't tell that from where we were sitting. Ball comes to him. If he catches it and gets up the field, he might get a field goal. Instead, they had to punt. The ball got tipped and was wobbly. But he came over to the sideline, and he was like jumping up and down, kind of stomping like kind of a kid in a kitchen.
Yeah,
like,
super ticked off. Yeah.
Like really mad at himself. And right away, Brian Robinson ran over and got in his ear and was like, I got you. You're good. You're good. Don't worry about it. Bobby Wagner did the same thing. Hashtag brotherhood. The brotherhood is real. Mm-hmm. Right, Danny?
Brotherhood.
Hat backwards. Brotherhood.
Brotherhood.
But he is just such a detail-oriented person that you could tell that little mistake killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of player I want on my
team. Yeah, it's the source of pride that everything is right. And if it's not right, we're going to do it till it's right. Yeah, that serves you well, not just in this football thing, but anywhere, you know. And his other answer that kind of goes to that, about the letdown question, that good question from listener there. The fact is, and this has been the mantra all along, is you worry about yourself. Doesn't mean you don't respect your opponent. Doesn't mean that you don't, you know, consider them or do scouting reports based on them. But you control what you can control. I always tell kids this as, you know, when I coach, you can control your effort. You can control, you know, what you ate that day, what the night of sleep you got the night before. You can control all your energy and everything that you're doing towards, you know, getting as good as you possibly can. Sometimes the shot doesn't go in. Sometimes the pass is tipped. Sometimes the line drive is caught. You can't control that. Control what you can control. And that message has clearly permeated to everybody on that roster. Of they're dominating the things that they can control.
I thought it was interesting. You asked, are teams playing you differently? And he said, yeah. And then he went right to, they're keeping Jaden in the pocket.
Yeah.
That was a tell. Not that it's newsy, right? I think we kind of see
interesting it. To hear them say
but
it.
But yeah, to hear it from his mouth as someone on the field who's in pass pro, you know, helping protect him, I thought that was pretty revealing. Grant and Danny on the Fan next. Let's get into this offense and people's concern after a couple of rough outings against good defenses. 1 to 10, what is your level of concern that the offense played its best football earlier in the year and has come back to the pack now? Or do you think they're about to get right? That's the question on Grant and Danny.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. In 30 minutes at 6 o'clock, Joe Beninati is going to join the show. Joe B is the face and the voice of Caps play-by-play on Monumental Sports. He has been for decades. He's been on the call of Ovechkin's heater, and Alex Ovechkin, who scored 2 more goals last night, 5 in his last 2, has 2 more goals than anybody else in hockey at 39 years old, as the Caps are now the best team in the East through 18 games. And as good as he's been, and as good as the team's been, last night in the third period he went down with an injury, and we're awaiting word on exactly how serious that injury is. The team has only offered today that he is week to week. We'll talk to Joe B about that in 30 minutes. I want to play a clip, though, from Austin Ekeler from the interview that we did with him just a few minutes ago. We had a couple of listeners reach out and kind of ask about this, and I want to play this clip and see if you think there's anything to this. So this was Ekeler a few minutes ago right here on Grant and Danny.
Yeah, we're in a job where you don't really get the option to call in sick. And kind of the mentality of this job is that if you can play, you can go. Like, you're going if you can play, right? If you've earned that role and you're in that starter spot or even the backup spot, like, can you not go or can you go? It's kind of the mentality. And that, as a competitor in this league, that's what it comes down to. You know, I've played with a lot of guys, even myself, you know, especially the rib category. I'm not a quarterback, so I can't speak for them. But broken ribs, yeah, you can get through that. You know, some sprains, you know, shoulders, upper body, lower body, ankles, all that stuff. You can get through it. Like, hey, we have some painkillers. You know, we have ways, we have treatment. We have all these things that we can do to get ourselves ready to go for 1 hour on Sunday. And that's what the season becomes later in the year.
So a couple people were doing the Leo DiCaprio meme, pointing and going, because he said broken ribs.
Yeah.
He's like, if you're a quarterback, I'm not a quarterback, but you know, you could get through broken ribs. As if to say, I don't think anybody's acknowledged at any point publicly that there was a break or a fracture, let alone potentially possible broken ribs. I don't think that's anything. Maybe it is. I take that as he's kind of speaking in generalities.
That's what I thought at the time, and listening back too.
Yeah, like there's a rib injury. If he knows if he broke a rib or not, I'm sure, as a buddy of his on the team. And so maybe you could say, well, he is telling you that he broke his rib or broke a couple ribs or whatever. The team has obviously never said that. Jaden Daniels has never said that. They just list rib. And when he was asked about it, he downplayed it.
He did this weird gesture. He's like, it's hard to explain. It's a rib.
Right.
And just kind of waved it aside.
He's like, it's here. I don't really know.
It's a rib over here.
It's here. But I took that in real time. I didn't think much of it. I thought he was saying, yeah, there are certain injuries you can play through. Broken ribs, he names among them. I don't know that he was specifically saying, like, yeah, Jaden Daniels is playing through broken ribs. I know that some people have taken it that way because that's what they've been tweeting about and mentioning to the station. But it's possible that that was him saying Daniels has broken ribs. He listed a couple of other injuries, too, that he doesn't have.
He doesn't have an ankle.
Yeah, he was just saying there are things you can play through.
Right.
And quarterbacks do. And if it was a broken rib or broken ribs, even though the team, at one point Dan Quinn was asked point blank, did he break his ribs? And he said no. That was very early on after the fact. Point blank. Mm-hmm. Hey, is there a fracture? And he says, not to my knowledge. I don't think he broke anything. But let's say he did. If the prescription is still that you could play through that and that it's not going to get worse, like it's painful as all heck.
Mm-hmm.
But you would think then that by now that's healed a lot further along. Like Drew Brees, all these other quarterbacks. Remember, he played a game with several broken ribs and had it wrapped. So I don't know how new or important that is necessarily, even if it's something that they have not said before.
Right. So the that's not necessarily a gotcha or something. It doesn't prove anything one way or the other. It just would explain, because I still don't know what it was. But I've heard the word cartilage thrown around.
Yeah.
What happened to the cartilage?
Right.
Is it broken? Is it sprained cartilage?
But is it interesting to you that he didn't say, you know, rib cartilage injury you could play through?
He said
broken ribs.
I literally thought he goes, I've never been a quarterback. I thought he was speaking from his own experience or what he's seen in general over 8 years or whatever it is in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's how I took it then, and listening back, that's how I take
play
it now.
Play that part of the clip again real quick, and then I want to keep it moving. But this was Eckler on the show just a few minutes ago. I just don't take a lot out of this. A lot of listeners said, you guys got to go back. You got to discuss that. He just said, his ribs are broken. That's not how I heard it. It's possible. That's what he's suggesting. But he names another injury that is not related to Jaden Daniels right after that. I think he's saying things that you could play with. And it might even be like, you know, just the catch-me-all word for a cartilage or rib injury. A broken rib, you could play through that. It's kind of how I took it. But this was Eckler.
You know, I've played with a lot of guys, even myself, you know, especially the rib category. I'm not a quarterback, so I can't speak for them. But broken ribs, yeah, you can get through that. You know, some sprains, you know, shoulders, upper body, lower body, ankles, all that stuff. You
I mean,
can
he's
get
talking
through
about
it.
A ton of different injuries.
Yeah, over my life in the NFL, over a number of years, I have. Others have.
By the way, Justin Herbert played with cracked ribs.
Now, there was a difference. Drew Brees, whom you mentioned.
This is Eckler 2 years ago talking about, I just Googled Austin Eckler broken ribs. Eckler talking about Justin Herbert playing with cracked ribs. So, I mean, he might just be falling back on his experience of injuries that you can play through.
And that's how it sounded. I got it. You mentioned Drew Brees. So if you go, oh, it's a broken rib, you're in or out. Well, there's different degrees of it, too. Like, Drew Brees had the ribs cracked and the cracked, now jagged rib spiked into his lungs. And he had to sit out for a little bit longer than others might have, you know? And, like, he eventually came back, but with you know, a sore rib. But, you know, so some in, some out. I mean, there's no hard and fast rule.
How much for a rib?
One rib.
How much for one rib? How much for some soda?
Put it in my hand.
Pour it in my hand. All right. 1 to 10, level of concern about the offense. If they were playing the Steelers again this weekend, my number would be higher, Danny. Because they've got Dallas,
mm-hmm.
and then Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
and then a bye, and then New Orleans. And I'm not saying those defenses are all dreadful. Like, the Saints and the Titans are better defensively than they are offensively. They're not bad on defense. They're just bad football teams. My level of concern about this offense right now is a 4. A 4 out of 10. I think they've played poorly in these two games more because of the Steelers and the Eagles than because of themselves. And I think that gets fixed when you go back to your JV schedule against the Cowboys on Sunday. So I'm a 4 out of 10. My concerns are not about the rib, because that'll heal. My concerns are about a little bit of getting figured out. My concerns are about a little bit of, is this, for the rest of this year anyway at least, like how this is going to go when teams keep Daniels in the pocket, your offensive ceiling drops massively. when he's just in the pocket and he's not able to run around and create and extend and make plays with his feet, are you essentially now a average or tick below average offense?
So this is a relative scale here, right? Like, so over the last several years, how concerned was I over a Scott Turner offense? I wasn't concerned at all. I was resigned because it's bad. They're just not going anywhere.
It was awful.
You know, last year, concern early on with Eric Bieniemy's offense, and now you're going eventually, yeah, it's bad.
If you forgot what the Scott Turner offense looks like, it was a lot like the Eagles game the other night.
Yeah, right? So my concern level that they are regressing and we're not going to see the same thing that we saw earlier in the season is a 6. So again, that doesn't mean the bottom's falling out and they can't move the ball and they're going to be bad.
No, but you think it's more likely than not that they continue to be poor on offense the rest of the way.
I don't want to say poor because they're not going to be bad, but we're not doing ring the bell for casual 42 against Arizona.
No, but that shouldn't be the expectation either. I mean, we said then, you and I and everybody else, that was unsustainable. They were playing right at a level. It was them and the greatest show on turf, Rams.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is 4 of their 5 worst offensive outputs to varying degrees. Big yardage totals buoyed by Hail Mary. But even still, with a low point total against Chicago, red zone woes. Then over the last 3 weeks, they, you know, are, again, nowhere near as good, including the Giants game, as they were maybe the first half of the season or the first, you know, 7-8 games. So to me, the word is out. On 3rd and 8, bracket Terry, everyone else gets covered by man. Everyone else is man coverage and nobody can separate. That's the thing that's not going away.
Okay, but if you cover everybody in man, Jaden Daniels will kill you with his feet, hopefully.
In theory.
There's a reason you can't play man against the Ravens.
Well,
you're not allowed to.
Well, that's what people have done over the last couple of weeks. They're seeing more man than most teams see.
I agree.
And he
needs to run.
I agree with you there. And again, now we're kind of getting to this. We're getting to the nitty-gritty. The Terry McLaurin only lines up on the left, which was, I thought, a problem in the preseason, wasn't a problem for 2 months, now might be a problem again. Again, they're a little bit too predictable in this way. I think 3 things have happened. The biggest one, they played better defenses lately. Duh, obvious, thank you. That's okay, put that to the side. The word is out on how to defend them. The Kingsbury regression is real, and, you know, Daniels has something nagging. I think those are all factors. How the nagging injury, how much better it gets over the, you know, bye week plus last 10 games.
This weekend against Dallas, you don't expect 30-plus points and 450 yards.
I do not. And okay. And now, if I'm wrong and we're back on it, we're riding the train, beating up on a terrible team, I'll eat my words and tell you.
How many points against Dallas?
Probably in the same range that you saw against the Giants, 26, 27, somewhere there. So it won't be bad. Yeah. I don't think they have bad.
I think that's still top 7 to 10 in scoring in the league. If you're scoring 26 or 27, it's pretty darn good. I'll say they're in the 27-ish to 30 range, which is elite. And I'll say they go for over 400 yards again, and they get right back where they were earlier in the year. The outliers are the 40s. Mm-hmm. You know, those don't happen very often. Unless you're the Lions and, you know, you got Ben
Every
Johnson
week.
Calling plays and then just you score 50 whenever you want to. Let's go to Jay, who's in Fort Meade on Grant and Danny. What's up, Jay?
Hey, I agree with Danny in regards to, you know, maybe the regression of Kingsbury's offense. But I just wanted to point, if you allow me to make a similarity to another sport, boxing, right? When boxers have a competition, you know, when they have a bout next, they tend to train against comparable boxers. And I really feel like what happened to us over the past 2 weeks was that we played against 2 teams that have comparable quarterbacks that are comparable to our quarterback, Jaden Daniels. Right.
That's interesting.
We played against Jalen Hurst. We played against Russell Wilson. These 2 teams, they practice against them all season long.
Yeah, I would even say Fields more so than Wilson. But
yeah, I was going to say that too. Justin Fields is probably – Jalen and Jaden are probably the most comparable, and then Justin probably is the – you know. So I think what happened was we had 2 defenses who have been practicing all season long against – a Jaden Daniel version of, I mean, their version of Jaden Daniel.
So it's a smart point. What's your level of concern 1 to 10 about the offense going forward right now?
I really feel like I feel like a 2, a 3. I'm not that concerned. I feel like we will write the wins against Dallas. I think that we can make a run at least 4 to 4 the next 2 games or 5-1 of the next, you know, of the next 6 games. I mean,
the Cowboys game is going to tell the whole story, because if they don't get right, then you'll know something is a foot. There's some tomfoolery to work out.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're kind of in my camp of the not that concerned, whereas Danny is, you know, on a binary on the other side where he's more concerned.
I'm not panicked, but I see some signs.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to join us. The question for you is 1 to 10 scale here. What's your level of concern about the offense? Speaking of concern, we want to know what's going on with Alex Ovechkin. Joe Beninati is going to join us in 20 minutes on Grant and Danny. Taking you up to 6:30 with live local programming in the DMV. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan. Joe Beninati joins the program in 13 minutes. He was on the call in Utah last night. You know, lost amid the Ovi injury here, and that's really all that matters today as far as the Caps go, unfortunately. Man, have they been playing their butts off. 3-0 on that West Coast trip with 6 points, and they're the best team in the Eastern Conference as play starts this evening in the NHL.
I mean, you could really see it last night. They started off kind of sluggish, you know, like just not crisp behind everything as Utah was kind of buzzing. Utah scored and they go, okay, fine, watch this. And just blew them out of the building. Just unbelievable how well they're playing. Such a bummer.
Another two goals from Ovi as part of the blowout. Let's go to Jason in Orange County listening on the Odyssey app. Jason, your level of concern in Washington's offense, 1 to 10.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks so much for taking the call.
Buddy.
I'm going to answer that, but I just want to say this first. Man, I love the Austin Eckler segment every Tuesday. I have a long ride home on Tuesday nights, and every time I get off work at 5, I look forward to it, and he's so personable, and I just love it. I really appreciate you guys doing that and Eckler doing that as well. So I wanted to say that.
Heck yeah.
Thanks. He's the man.
He's great.
We really enjoy the segment, so thank you.
Yeah, it's great, man. I love it. I look forward to it all the time. But anyway, Grant, I'm with you. I'm about a 3 or a 4. The thing is that the rest of our schedule, minus Philadelphia, is cake. It's easy. And I feel as if we are better than, you know, bad teams or even average teams. We may not be in the top tier, but maybe like the second tier. And I think we'll get it right. But then again, when we play Philly again, you know, we'll see. But you said it well in regards to Dallas. Dallas is really telling. So whatever happens with Dallas is really going to – we'll figure it out then. We may not know now, but with what happens with Dallas will certainly be a sign. I also just want to say regarding the two losses, and I was devastated with the Pittsburgh loss like I haven't been in a long time, obviously with Philadelphia as well. But we know adversity can – you know, make people stronger. And I believe this core group of players and the leadership will be stronger compared to, say, like other leadership. And
they got the right ingredients to deal with the setback, man. Appreciate the phone call. It's a good one, man. Good stuff there. So
thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you, dude. Just thinking about kind of the point here, GP, I talk about this all the time. New data is always welcome. It's one of the things it does. It gives us more information. But the other thing it does, it puts what we just saw on a lens. Right, it gives us more ability to quantify what we've seen previously. So go back to the beginning of the season. When they were awesome on offense against Cincinnati, we went, okay, that was really cool, really, really happy. Well, then they did it again, more so against Arizona. And we go, oh my God, this offense is great. So now you revisit what you saw previously. As they've struggled, I put that in quotes, they're still decent. It's a bad offense by any stretch over these last few weeks. But as they've taken a small step back, we'll be able to go, you know what it was? Really good defenses, and that's all it is. And now they're ringing the bell just like they were earlier in the season, or sign of a slump. That's the power of the new data.
Yeah, that's very true. I think it's a hitter who's gone 0 for his last 12, but he's faced three aces.
Yeah.
And you're like, let's see what he does when he's just facing another lefty that he would normally pummel. If he has bad at-bats and swinging and missing, then maybe there's something to this. So I want more information, and mm-hmm. I want a kind of a better sample, if you will, when you're not playing Pittsburgh or Philly. But to his point, you know, when me and him are in lockstep and we go, oh, the 3 out of 4, I'm not that concerned, 1 out of 10. What is the scale? Like, I would agree with you if your point is, I'm worried that the offense might not be ready to beat a Philly on the road in the playoffs, Or I'm worried, we've seen it. I'm worried that this offense, if they went up against Denver this weekend, which is a great defensive team, like that it could be a problem, or against some tremendous pass rushing team. But I think my lack of concern is about who they're playing down the stretch here. And the fact that there's like one game I'm worried about defensively, and that's the Eagles the second time. Atlanta's defense is awful. Dallas's defense is bad. Tennessee's is actually pretty solid.
They're frisky.
I haven't looked at the numbers, but I know early in the year they were playing pretty well.
They get hung out to dry by their offense pretty good, as you can imagine.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
On it when you're a terrible team.
Third in the league in yards per play. Tennessee's.
I mean, so that's a really good defense.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, they are playing winnable games against bad teams that are going to give you some short fields, that are going to let you get right. They're going to do everything they can to help you get right. And that's where my confidence comes from, that they're going to be just fine. And that this, in other words, when I say I'm not concerned, I think the skid stops. I think that was the two worst games they're going to play, and these will all be better than what we've already seen. And that's where I feel good. And as we talked about last segment, I think this Cowboys game is a Jaden Daniels, 270-yard, two passing touchdown, no interception, you know, 45-rushing-yard kind of game, back to what he was doing pre-injury and post-injury, honestly, in those first couple of weeks.
So, yeah, I mean, just going to it, this will be telling, because Dallas is so bad, and they're looking for a reason to quit, as you think about it, right? They're waiting for a reason to go into the toilet. You get up on them, you'll be able to do whatever you want.
Joe Beninati joins us next with the latest on Alex Ovechkin on Grant and Danny.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.